Now we're going to talk about Irish people, ourselves, and our unique ways as spotted by an outsider. David McHugh is with me on the line. He was born in Brooklyn, father from Donegal, and moved to Ireland when he was 30 years of age, and he's been living in the Black Valley for the past 2 years. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thanks very much for joining us on the programme. You wrote a great letter, and you talked about the unique way we have of greeting each other on the road. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So what is it? What happens where you've been growing up, first of all? Do people just not acknowledge each other? Or what do we do in Ireland that kind of tickled you to write this letter?
Well, the contrast with America is everybody wants to shoot each other. And that's what drove me back.
Tell me it's not that bad, David. Tell me it's not that bad.
It is that bad. You know, if you're one of the parents of the children who are getting shot in schools or in churches or whatever, I mean, it's gone crazy over there. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to have a dad who was 100% Irish and so wonderful. And I came here in 71 to see where he came from, and I found the whole country of dad. And I made it my mind to move back here. I'm only first-generation American. So it was easy to get a citizenship. And here I am in the Black Valley, and I love it. When I first went to Inishmore, they greet you with a little head nod, as you know. And down here in Kerry, it's a one finger on the steering wheel. And I just love it because it's a sign of we're of the same tribe, and we care for each other, and we're friendly and helpful and generous. And I can go on all day, but you know all that. You're Irish.
Mm. And that little signal, that little acknowledgement, you mightn't even know the person, or they mightn't even know you as per se, but they'll just give you the acknowledgement to say, kind of, I see you, you see me, we're together in all of this.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's a lovely gesture.
A listener gets in touch with us and got in touch in response to your letter. I endorse and use David McHugh's custom of the one finger salute. This is a letter, I should say, that was in the Irish Times, of the index finger on the left hand resting on the driver's steering wheel, raised in greeting as one passes the vehicle approaching from the opposite direction. However, for many years, I greeted my Manchester United supporting friends with a full hand salute. One digit for each European Cup that Liverpool had won. I had to stop this convention after the Reds won their sixth title in 2019, as both hands off the steering wheel while tempting was illegal. That came from Enda Cullen in Armagh.
That was very good.
So brilliant stuff. Listen, David, look, we had a story on Friday of an elderly man, Liam Brazel, gone missing. And we're told this story, or maybe it's a general feeling, as we enter the age of automated intelligence, that we're all becoming less connected or more disconnected. We're all, our heads are buried in our phones, where there's not much community left, but there really is there?
I would say so, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And the older folks, of course, they carry on the tradition. And as I said in my letter, I hope it carries on to the younger folks too. And I see around here, you know, it's all farms and country people, and the young lads are as friendly as the older ones. So,
yeah. Is that what you love about the Black Valley?
Absolutely. You know, I'm not an outsider. I was welcomed. The first day we got here, the man from the local recycling center who I met just dropping stuff off, he happened to be a farmer down the road, and he came to my house that night and said, I live right up the road, and do you need anything, and blah, blah, blah. And we're being accepted instead of being ostracized by being outsiders. It's not an issue.
That's a fabulous thing. Now, David, yourself and your wife, Bebe, you run the Killing Time Cafe. Is that right?
Yeah, we have a little cafe here. There's not much down here in the Black Valley. And there used to be a beautiful cafe up in the top at Mole's Gap, Avoca.
Yes.
It hasn't opened, and we're told it's not going to open this year. So
yeah.
We're the only place where you could stop in and have a cold drink and a little ice cream and some coffee or whatever you want.
Yeah, that helps that feeling of community, I suppose, being connected to people, seeing the tourists, but also seeing the locals.
Yeah, absolutely. We enjoy that. People come from all over, and it's just lovely.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And David, look, you're involved in writing. You had a play that ran in the Carnegie in Kenmare as well. Does the Black Valley give you time to exercise the mind in that area?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty quiet down here. And, you know, I'm a retired Hollywood film composer. I worked in Hollywood 24 years scoring movies. And then I came to Ireland, and I've been writing plays. I got another one at Carnegie coming up in November. And I've got a story published on the Idler and online journal. And now I have an Irish Times letter to the editor.
You're rising the ranks here in Ireland, David, that's for sure.
Yeah. Next up, Beckett.
Yeah. Tell me about some of the movies you worked on.
Well, the first, film of notoriety was Julia Roberts' first film, Mystic Pizza. I did that for Sam Goldwyn Company, and then I did Robin Williams' first dramatic role in Moscow and the Hudson. Did a Nick Nolte Disney film called Three Fugitives with Nick Nolte and James Earl Jones. I did the Dream Team with Michael Keaton. I worked in Australia with Brian Brown and Russell Crowe.
Oh my God! Brilliant.
So I did that a long time, and
yeah.
Then enough of that.
And listen, tell me, I'm looking at it now. I've actually seen Mystic Pizza. Very good movie. Her first major role for Julia Roberts. But Hollywood totally changed, has it? Netflix, the streaming side of it. What do you make of it all now, looking from your retirement?
Well, you know, there was recently an article by, who did Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Tarantino.
Tarantino, yes.
It's not the Hollywood that he knew, and he doesn't want anything to do with it. He's doing one more film, and he's quitting, because it's an industry of superhero films and regurgitation of the formulaic stuff that's going to sell tickets for the children. And that's it. And it's not the industry that I entered.
It's all comic. It's comic book blockbusters, and not much else.
Not much else, you know. And of course, as an older person, you say, "Oh, well, it's bring back the old days." Well, I'm sorry. In this case, you know, the films of the '60s in France and Sweden and all those independent films like Shawshank Redemption and Hollywood were a wonderful score by Thomas Newman. And we were not making films like that. People, the industry, which is run by people who say, "Well, this is what the audience wants." Well, that's a bunch of baloney. You know, give them something. Don't insult their intelligence. They can go for something better.
Yeah.
But they don't do it. So my wife and I occasionally watch films, but they've got to come from elsewhere. You know, China's making films, Taiwan, Korea's making wonderful films. Of course, Europe is still putting out a good film now and then. But Hollywood is just a money machine and a soul-deadening industry.
Yeah, it's all color by numbers, really. Is it just they're afraid because so much money is involved? It's all green screen, as you say, comic book superhero movies. And they're just afraid to take a chance on something that doesn't have an already fan base from the video game or the comic book to put out there.
That's it in a nutshell. So everybody wants to make a blockbuster, you know, another Avatar, another whatever. So that's the industry. That's life. That's how it's evolving.
Yeah. I remember, on Friday, I was thinking about Ennio Morricone, because The Untouchables was released 36 years ago last Friday, and that was a brilliant movie and an absolutely brilliant score as well behind it. So the more movies like that, the better, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if you mentioned Morricone, what about the beautiful Cinema Paradiso, which is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I have, yeah. Brilliant film. Absolutely brilliant. And from all the series, from all the Westerns and from The Untouchables, just a master at his work. Listen, David, we're going to leave it there. But look, thanks so much for telling us the story, and well done on the letter. It is a uniquely Irish thing, and it's good to know that it's that's still alive and still going there, and lots of people out there on the road. I'm sure they'll be giving the index finger to people as they drive past them on the roads of Kerry today.
Yes, it's lovely. And thank you for inviting me on your show. It's been a pleasure, Jerry.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. David, thanks so much for talking to us. David McHugh there, originally from Brooklyn, now living in the Black Valley, wrote that letter to the Irish Times, and Stephanie's wife, Bevy, run the Killing Time Cafe in Black Valley. Tell us your story of the unique little Irish idiosyncrasies that we have that to you tell us we're still a community, a strong community that knows everyone, if you know what I'm saying. Give us your thoughts on that. More on the way.